Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Star Cement Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dharmesh Shah from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thanks, Ryan. On the call, we have with us Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Executive Director, Mr. Vineet Tiwari, CEO, and Mr. Manoj Agarwal, CFO of the company. I will now hand over the floor to the management of Star Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by an interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Tushar.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka, and I'm the Executive Director of Star Cement. I would like to welcome you all to the earnings call of quarter one. I have Mr. Manoj Agarwal, who is the CFO of the company. He will give out the numbers of quarter one and, you know, and then we can start the Q&A session. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, friends. Very good afternoon. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you all to our con call for discussing our number for Q1 FY24. I would like to clarify that we are discussing on the historical numbers, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now, I will just take you through the Q1 number. Starting from clinker production during the quarter ended June 2023, we have produced 7.27 lakh tons of clinker, as against 6.92 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 11.94 lakh tons this quarter, as against 9.90 lakh tons same quarter last year. That there is a growth of around more than 21% over last year. Now, I will take you through sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 11.54 lakh tons of cement and 0.1 lakh tons of clinker, as against 9.80 lakh tons of cement last year. There is an increase of around 19% in our sale. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. As far as geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 8.36 lakh tons, as against 6.48 lakh tons during same quarter last year. This is including our 10,000 tons of clinker sale. And as far as outside Northeast is concerned, we have sold 3.29 lakh tons of cement this quarter, as against 3.32 lakh tons same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 9% of OPC, 1% of PCC, and rest is PPC and ARC. These are the quantitative number of the quarter. Now, I will take you through to the financials. The total revenue figure this quarter is around 755 crore, as against 628 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, the quarter we have done an EBITDA of 138 crore, as against 138 crore last year. That is more or less same to last year. Though there is an increase in volume, but the same was negated by the decrease in our GST refund and increase of power and fuel costs. Profit after tax is rupees 104 crore, as against 105 crore last year. On account of recognition of deferred tax assets of timely expense of property, plant, and equipment in one of the company's subsidiary account, tax expenses of this quarter was lower. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,185 during this quarter, as against 1,410 per ton same quarter last year. The decrease is mainly on account of increased fuel costs due to high cost inventory and reduction of GST refund. This is what our quarterly numbers are. Now, I request all of you that if you have any queries, then you can ask the same, and I will request Dharmesh to moderate the query wherever it comes in. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The to ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, first couple of data points, trade share, premium share, and lead distance for this quarter.
So, the trade sales was about 88% of the overall sales. The premium sales was about 4% of the overall sales. And the lead distance was about 207.
Okay. And premium, sir, previously we have talked about that we want to increase to double digit in 2 to 3 quarters. So this 4% in the last quarter also was a 4%. So what's the stand now?
Our stand is same. I think this is Vineet Tiwari, and the stand is same. We have taken initiatives. We have already seen the fruits coming in from the last month. That's the start of second quarter, and we are pretty hopeful that in next 2 quarters we will be doubling our premium percentage.
Okay, and in terms of the volume growth, definitely this quarter we did a good volume growth. We are looking at 12 to 13% for the full year. So are we saying the same number, or will it be on the higher side, 14-15% for this year?
The growth we have already forecasted what we said last time. We are absolutely maintaining the same stand as of now. Our growth will be in the first quarter it was better. Second quarter, considering the monsoon got slightly late set up in northeast this time vis-a-vis last year, if you will see. So in totality, you may see a variation between quarter one and quarter two because monsoon came late this time. So quarter one was much better than last year quarter. Now, as monsoon has set in, so we are seeing certain slackness in the demand. Also, these are the times when we try to take care of our maintenance work as well. So in second quarter, per se, if I will say, like in the first quarter, we may not see such a steep growth, but still we will be growing, and it will be a decent growth in most probably in double digit.
Okay. And in terms of the pricing, so post monsoon, post the June exit, how are the prices in northeast and east market where we operate?
As far as northeast is concerned, prices are stable. And if we consider it from the 1st April versus June, versus this quarter, there was an increase. But presently, if you ask me, the prices are stable. So we have not seen any during this start of this financial year. We are more or less have increased prices, and we are maintaining that.
But from the last month, the June exit in July and in 10-9 days of August, have you seen any decline in east market?
No, there is no declining in the east market. In the northeast market, there is some billing corrections which has been taken care, but it is not a price reduction because there was some billing support which normally is prevailing in the industry that has been withdrawn, close to a 15 rupees price equalization support. It has been withdrawn, and the billing price has been corrected by the equivalent number.
And now on the capex and the expansion, so all the three, one clinker and two million ton grinding that we are doing, so close to 2,300 crore capex. So how much we have spent till now, and how much more we plan to spend in FY24 and 25?
So we have spent about 750 crore overall on these capex. We have a reserve in the company right now of about 380 crores. The cement expansion that we're continuing will probably take a capex of about 800 crores more. And this year, for the remaining year, we expect a cash profit of about 400 crores. So from that perspective, we probably may need to take a debt of about 400 to 500 crores to complete our capex.
Sorry, sir, just to understand further, you said you have spent 750 odd crore out of 2,300 crore that we have envisaged for the ongoing expansions. And
Basically, we have three plants coming up. One is the Lumshnong plant, the Guwahati plant, which is the grinding unit, and the Silchar plant. So most of the capex for the Silchar plant would happen in the next financial year. So for this financial year, we have, you know, we've already spent about 750 crores. And we have a capex plan of about 800 crores for the remaining year.
And for FY25, how much we want to spend 400 crore?
FY25 would roughly be about 400 crores for the Silchar plant.
Okay, okay. Because this 800, 1600 plus 400, it is a 2000. So total capex, I assume it was 2300 crore. So
yes, so I think, you know, so this number that I'm talking, so of course the amount of, you know, the budget for the capex has actually come down a little, so it's also an impact of that, and also, you know, of course it's 2000 to 2100 crores, so it's these numbers are not exactly to the point, right, so you'd have to keep a 100 crore margin to it.
Okay, okay, and in terms of the timeline, what we previously mentioned that, by November, we would be starting and then the next August and September. So that timeline remains intact, or is there any change? For the clinker, we said it would be by January, we'll be starting, and for Guwahati, it will be November this year, 23.
Yeah, so for Guwahati, we are still, you know, it is November to December, so we are expecting between November to December. And for the clinker plant, it is January to February. And, you know, for the Silchar plant, it has gotten delayed by about 3-4 months. Also because, you know, it took us more time to procure the land. And, you know, also because now that we are getting a Guwahati plant, then we not have a shortage of the grinding capacity. So postponing Silchar by 3-4 months will not hurt our sales.
Okay, so now December, January 2020, December 2024 or January 25?
Yeah, so December 24 is our target.
Okay, okay, got it. And the last is on the other expenses. This quarter we have seen a decent QOQ decline, 22 odd crores. So any specific reason, and how one can look at in terms of the next three quarters, how one can look at the other expenses?
Of course that 22 crores, most part of it was also the consultancy services that we took in that quarter from BCG and from other companies. You know, in quarter one, of course, we haven't taken those services, and that's why the cost is lower. And you know, for the next 2-3 quarters, you know, though we are engaging with one of the big four, but, you know, the consultancy fee should not be too high, and this cost should remain stable to where it is in quarter one.
And in terms of the KKL, so this time power and fuel cost has actually gone up. So KKL cost last quarter was 2.1, this quarter how much, and even we were expecting it to come down. How one can look at, so are we looking at further reduction in the power and fuel cost?
Yes, so of course the KKL cost was very high in quarter one. You know, that was mainly because the stock, the opening stock in quarter one was very high. So it was at about 2.4, the opening stock. And that is why the the KKL is about 2.35 rupees GCV. What we can expect in quarter two is for it to come down to about 1.95 rupees GCV. So there will be a significant reduction in the coal cost, basically.
Okay, because slightly surprised, because last time when for the quarter fourth it was 2.1, and we were expecting in middle of so around May when we did a call, we were expecting 1.85, 1.9, and now you mentioned that opening was at 2.4, and that's why the overall ticket was 2.35, so not able to get it properly.
No, so actually, you know, so there may have been a mistake in me saying it last time, but it was actually 2.4. That was our opening stock. And, you know, it came down to, right now it is about 2.05, our closing stock for quarter one. And, you know, with the bamboo and all those other fuels that we use, which we were not able to use that much in quarter one, which we are very positive of using in quarter two, we can bring it down to about 1.95. So that is what we are now targeting.
And last fuel mix, in terms of the spot contract coal is how much Nagaland coal and biomass and AFR for this quarter?
So for this quarter, we had gotten about 30% from Nagaland, our coal, and about, the biomass was actually very less. It was about 7%, which we normally try to take it to 15%. And that was also one of the reasons why the GCV has increased.
So spot contracted coal was how much?
The spot contract coal was about 55%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Agarwal from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, this is Moksha. Thanks for the opportunity. So I had a question. Could you please let me know which key markets are we focusing on except East and the Northeast region? And are we looking for any geographical expansion or diversification? Do you want to consolidate your position in the existing market?
So as far as our existing capacity is concerned, they are best placed to cater to the Northeast market. And our focus is absolutely there. If you will see in quarter one, we have consolidated on our trade market share. So we have an opportunity to expand in the non-trade segment, which we are deliberately not expanding to, looking into our current capacity. So our target obviously is to solidify further our market share and take it to close to 30-32% in Northeast. That is the main market. The other aspect is we are working on the rest of the East market from our Siliguri plant. We are taking number of initiatives to bring down the cost at our Siliguri plant, which will help us slightly to expand and sell full capacity of our Siliguri plant. Because Siliguri plant presently we are operating at around 70-71% capacity, so we hope we will be able to utilize it fully. So this is our focus area at this point.
Okay, and in terms of pricing, like you've already mentioned, that your prices were stable in the last quarter. So in the Northeast region, how do you expect these to move forward?
As far as if you talk about short run in this quarter, I feel it will remain stable.
For the next quarter as well?
Next quarter, let's see how it turns up, but presently I can tell you in this quarter it will remain stable.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My first question is on your regional volumes. The Northeast volumes have grown around 30%, while East volumes are like sort of flattish year on year. Any logistic challenges which is resulting into evacuation of volumes, or why the East volumes are like sort of flattish?
No, there's no logistical challenges as far as Northeast is concerned. We are well placed in supplying to the market demand.
So our markets didn't do, or we lost some share in these markets?
Absolutely, we have not lost share. We have market share in quarter one.
Okay. And on CapEx, you said you have incurred 750 crores on your expansion projects. Was this all in like first quarter? I mean, full year CapEx expectation is 1500 crore for FY24 and 400 for next year. Is that it?
Yeah, so I think the 750 crore CapEx which has been incurred over the last 2-3 quarters, not only in this quarter and in quarter one. And the 800 crores, CapEx that we're talking about for the rest of the year will also be split across the next 3 quarters. Of course, after that, we'll have a CAPEX of about 400 more crores, 400 to 500 more crores on the Silchar plant.
So FY24 CapEx would be closer to like 1,200 crores in that case, and followed by around 500 for next year.
Yes, it will be about overall, it will be about 1,000 to 1,100 crores for this year, and then followed by about 400 to 500 crores for the next year.
And also, on sir, Northeast demand, there have been like series of like new projects or new orders which has been released in your market. Is this something which is showing up in non-trade demand for the region?
Or the demand has been good. The demand has been good in quarter one. As I said, we are focused more on trade, and we have remained focused there. We have in our mix between trade and non-trade, our trade mix have improved by further 2%. So presently we are focused there. Yes, there are projects which are coming up. Hydropower projects are coming up, which is a big cement guzzler, I'll say. So we'll focus on them at the right time. Presently our focus remains on trade.
But is this non-trade is like growing so fast, which all companies, is there a significant infiltration from outside companies which is servicing these non-trade projects, or if we are not like focusing on it?
No, there are local players who are also servicing the non-trade projects. It's not outside companies who are servicing it. There are players who for them it makes sense. So for us it makes sense to be in trade at the moment. For them it makes sense to be in non-trade. There are outside players also. There as earlier also it was coming. Presently also the outside player keep on coming into that market. So that's happening. So it's fine. Not a big threat or challenge as of now.
What would be outside players like in your overall market of 12, 13 million ton of sales? What would be outside market outside players market contribution now?
It ranges around 12 to 15%.
Okay, and my last question: there was this few years back there was this initiative around coastal waterways used for cement transportation. It was like sort of a slow start, but has that picked up in any material way for movement of your volumes or someone else's volumes in your region?
No, not really. No, no updates as of now. We don't have any updates on this development.
So thank you, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder once again to participants to press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I had this one question on strategy. Let's say that once you know all the capacity that we are planning to you know come up with by 24, those come up and like they are utilized at a very good level. Let's say 70% over the next 2-3 years. Are there any, you know, plans to, you know, go outside East, Northeast, and if yes, what regions would they be?
As I just said, our present capacity, actually, we are focused on Northeast. Taking these material from these capacities to outside Northeast, it's not something which is a brilliant thought because the cost economics doesn't work like that. So present capacities, if we go outside Northeast, we need to have capacities at the right place. Our current capacities are focused on Northeast. And as I said, we will definitely be expanding into the outside Northeast in the markets of Bengal and Bihar, whereby we are working on our Siliguri plant to make it more viable so that we are able to utilize it as 100%. Apart from that, we are not thinking about any other market as of now.
Yes. I meant that only. I didn't mean that you move a material from Northeast and East to other regions, but like we don't have currently have any plans to maybe set up a capacity in Central or South or anywhere else.
No, completely. So I think, you know, of course, after setting these capacities, you know, for the next 3-4 years, you know, we would be fulfilling our demand for Northeast from these capacities. So we are actually actively, you know, participating in auctions, trying to find mines outside Northeast as well in areas like Chhattisgarh, which will be a natural continuation to our market from Northeast. You know, we are also actively looking at the acquisition opportunities which are coming up in the industry. Of course, you know, bigger companies like Sanghi would be something which we wouldn't be too interested in because it would be too big for our P&L. But, you know, a smaller opportunities we are definitely looking and we are exploring. So we are participating in mines. We are very keen in taking a mine in, you know, the eastern region. But also we are trying for mines in other regions. And we are interested in acquiring something which can fit our size.
Okay, so maybe something like as small as maybe 1 million ton or 2 million ton maybe?
Yeah. So I don't think at this point we'll want to go anything more than a 2.5 million ton. Also because the competition for something which is more than 3 million, 4 million ton is immense in India right now because of the bigger companies kind of fishing out for all these companies, smaller ones. So our target range is about 1 to 2 million, 2.5 million kind of a company.
Okay, that's it, sir. Thank you so much for answering.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So, just on the regional dynamics, so we see that Dalmia has announced a large expansion actually there. So, in that context, just wanted to understand what kind of impact you think it will have. Like, Northeast, if I'm not wrong, is close to 11, 12 million ton market right now. And this is almost like a 20% expansion in the region there, and you also are coming up with your Tinker expansion. So how do you think market dynamics will shape up in terms of capacity utilization and pricing and all that?
So I think it just depends on, you know, how fast the market grows, right, to accommodate that capacity. And I think the market is behaving quite fairly in terms of growth. So I think if we continue with the same pace of growth, then I think it should not be too big of a problem. Also, you know, our capacities are coming up much before Dalmia's capacities are coming up by almost a year. So I think that 1 year would also give us more horizon to actually attack more, to get more market share. So from that perspective, you know, I don't necessarily think, and by the time Dalmia's capacity comes, the market would have also grown. So I think it is, you know, I think given the prospects in Northeast, given how the non-trade is behaving in Northeast, given how there's so much potential in Northeast, I think, you know, it shouldn't be in the longer run, in a 3-4 year horizon, I don't think it seems like a major problem.
Isn't the current capacity utilization like below 80% for the region?
No, so I think, you know, we are looking at from a perspective, we are also including outside Northeast when we talk about capacity utilization in our numbers. So if you only talk about the grinding capacity in Northeast, then we are actually exhausting our grinding capacity right now, and that is the reason why even the CEO was mentioning that, you know, we are cutting down on the non-trade. That is mainly because we do not have clinker at the moment, right? So we are trying to serve our trade market. And as soon as we get a clinker plant, then we'll also get into the non-trade market aggressively.
Okay, and just one last question. Like, generally, the blending ratio in Northeast is also low, right? I think it's close to around 1.3x cement clinker. So how much scope is there, generally speaking, for that number to go up to, let's say, 1.5x, which is what we see generally for other regions?
You know, so you mean the clinker factor, right?
Yeah, the clinker factor, yes.
Yeah. So the clinker factor, you know, I don't see, I mean, you know, the more trade you sell, the lower would be your clinker factor, and the more non-trade you focus, because non-trade is mainly OPC, that's where your clinker factor starts increasing. So right now, of course, our non-trade is 12%. Out of that 12%, I think only 8% of the 12%, you know, will be OPC. So, but, you know, when we do get our clinker capacities and we have grinding units, we'll also have to serve the OPC market, OPC non-trade market, which we are not serving right now. So you can expect a little increase in the clinker factor, but I don't think there will be any substantial increase there.
After the capacity.
Okay, I'll come back in that.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, we last time talked about 12.3 megawatt WHRS that we started but could not use much in terms of the cost saving benefit. So have we now started getting the benefits?
Yeah, so we actually started our WHRS properly in quarter one. You know, so out of the 12.3 megawatt, on an average, it generated about 5.6 megawatt hour for us, which was much lower than, of course, the capacity. But it is also because, you know, we were stabilizing the kiln and the WHRS over the last three, you know, in the first quarter. Now that it is, and even though it ran at half a capacity, it still made a savings of about 9 crores for us in quarter one. Now in quarter, you know, two, it has been running well. It has been running on an average of about 10 megawatt hour, 10 to 11 megawatt hour net. And I think, you know, from quarter two, it will start reflecting.
Okay, so we can see a 40 crore plus kind of a saving for this year.
Yeah, going forward, I think we will be... you know, we will be, you know, seeing that saving. Of course, this quarter, we are also having a shutdown, the annual shutdown. So probably it may not reflect in our numbers as much. But, you know, but from a WHRS stabilization perspective, the WHRS is stabilized. It is running at about 10 to 11 megawatt. And also the, you know, the cost price, the, you know, price of power has also increased. So given all those factors, yes, we should be expecting that this year, we should be saving at least a 45 to 50 crores from WHRS.
So, when we say the power cost has increased, so what's the agreed power cost now for in Q1?
So, I mean, you know, different plants have, of course, different costs, right? But on an average, you know, for Guwahati, for example, it has increased from a 6 to a 7.25 rupees per unit. Right. In the clinker plant, you know, we normally produce our own power, but because the coal prices were high, so of course the cost of power was also high. So, you know, so those were the factors that led to a higher, you know, unit price of electricity.
Okay. And sir, now our net cash is I believe, should be closer to 300 odd crore. So with the capex that we are doing, and you already mentioned, I think 500 crore kind of a more debt we will be taking. So on a peak level basis, previously we have talked about that the 500 crore net debt would be the peak, and that post of expansion in 1 year we will be able to repay. So that remains intact.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have to go for higher debt than 500 crores. And we do expect to pay that 500 crores, as you know, by the next year.
Okay, so then we'll again we have a kind of a zero date by end of FY25.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
So by end of FY25 we will be having a zero date.
Yeah, I think by end of FY25 we should be very close to having a zero date.
Okay. Okay, got it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon. My first question pertains to this CapEx. Could you again, you know, detail what is the total capex outlook for this financial year, and you know, how would they be stacked across various projects?
So, you know, the capex outlook for this year, capex outlook for this year would be, you know, basically about 800 crores, as was told on the call earlier as well. And, you know, and it is basically stacked between two projects, which is the clinker plant of 3.3 million tons and the grinding unit of 2 million tons in Guwahati. You know, so for the clinker plant, you know, we have already incurred a capex of about 580 crores. And for the grinding unit, we have incurred a capex of about 142 crores. And I think the 800 crores would be just adding to these two capexes to these two plants.
So this 580 and 240 is still FY23?
Yes. So this 540 580 and 142 is still, you know, quarter one.
Okay, still quarter one you have incurred almost 720 crores and 800 crore more would be spent on these two projects.
Yeah.
And additionally, what other capex, how much would be maintenance capex and other, you know, so total capex outgo in this financial year?
So the total capex outgo, you know, in these two projects would be of about 800 crores, how we spoke about. Besides this, you know, we have two, three smaller projects as well. One project is of AAC block, which is also part of the Guwahati expansion, you know, as part of the subsidy that we are going to get in Guwahati. So that is coming up. That is a capex of about 40 crores. Then we have a solar plant of about 25 megawatts, again, on which we get a SGST benefit of 100%. So that capex is of about 80 crores. So those two capexes will also be coming up this year. So the overall capex besides the cement expansion that we are taking up would be about 950 crores for this year.
Okay, and maintenance would be how much beyond this?
I'm sorry?
Maintenance capex beyond this 950 crores?
Maintenance capex would be of about 80 to 90 crores.
Okay. Okay. And sir, this project capex size remains same, this 2300 crore for the, you know, total across the clinker and the two grinding units?
Yeah, so, you know, the number that was discussed last time remains the same. Mm-hmm. I think there would be some, you know, reduction that may be possible, but it may be hard to comment, but it's really not exceeding the budget that we had set initially.
Okay, okay. And could you enumerate, like, what sort of other cost initiatives that you're looking at? This WHR, obviously, talked about is stabilizing and will start contributing significantly, maybe Q3 onwards. What other cost savings, you know, when the new capacities come up, is there any benefits in terms of lead distance, flyer sourcing, etc., which could, you know, add on to margins? Given that the,
so one thing is, as told, the our WHRS obviously is coming up, and the new unit is coming up with right. WHRS. Apart from that, as you rightly said on the fly ash, so we are planning our current fly ash procurement the way it happens. We are looking up at an opportunity and to introduce the BTAP wagons, which is a concept of bringing it through a railway. I think that will bring in a substantial cost reduction on our fly ash procurement. This is a slightly long drawn process because these wagons are not off the shelf available. It takes time to get them. So we are getting into that project. So that is one big project which we are hoping to, which will bring down our fly ash transportation cost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And any special fly ash costing which you would have advantageous position in Siliguri on, you know, Guwahati, etc., which you're looking at?
Yeah, so presently we are looking at to put up a BTAP system for our Siliguri unit, because here, as I told, we are working pretty hard to bring down our cost of production in Siliguri down. So presently we get these through rakes also, but the handling is tedious and cumbersome, as well as from the by road. But we have identified the source also, the new source also from where we will be procuring fly ash. Northeast, as we all know, doesn't have a lot of fly ash available, so there's only one source, but the cost is not great. So we are looking into the logistical interventions to bring down the cost of fly ash.
Okay. Okay, great, sir. And one last question. We hear that, some players from Southwest players who have recently or who have expanded capacity in East, even they have ventured in the Northeast market. So, you know, are the pricing so remunerative that it makes sense, and do you see them as a sustainable competition,
For me, it's difficult to answer this. I think this question is for that player about whom you are asking.
Right.
Because it depends. Like, if you see Star's philosophy is to work on margins, that's why we are consolidating in a shorter geography and we are trying to build up there. For some people, it may make sense to just work on a variable cost so they travel far further. So it may be a question for them, not for us.
Okay. So why I'm asking, because we have made major investments. Dalmia is also coming up with a large capacity. And, and while we understand there are no other regional players who would be adding capacities or have clinker, but if there are big players from outside Northeast, if they start pushing volumes in your market, will that limit your pricing and margin?
I think we are well-placed to handle that situation when it comes. When we have the capacity, I think we are much better placed to bite in the market.
Because I think, you know, when we get the capacities, you know, we'll also, you know, because we'll be getting a bit bigger kiln, there'll be a lot of efficiencies which come with the kiln. You know, we'll also be getting a different focus in marketing, right? We'll be also getting a lot of subsidies, you know, which got over in quarter one, right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm not saying that all the subsidies get passed on in the price, but, you know, you are in a much more, you know, capable situation to compete with others who are not getting that subsidy. Right, so from all that cost economics and also the, you know, just the subsidy angle, you know, your margins to actually compete become much higher, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, from a long-term competitive outlook, I don't see companies from outside able to effectively compete, right, because of many reasons, right? And, of course, they can play a game of contribution, right, where they sell at a variable cost or, you know, something above the variable cost. And that game, you know, keeps on happening in the industry and that we can't predict. So I don't think a significant, you know, a rival would happen from outside just on that strategy.
Okay. Great, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Just two quick questions. One is, how much are the incentives or subsidy amounts still received from both the central and state government? As on date, how much is yet to be received?
It is hardly any because everything has been received. Only the last quarter of March is pending. It is around 14 crore. So there is nothing receivable from the government. Everything we have received.
Okay, thanks. And then when do these get restored? Because I think we're exhausted on incentives. So if you could just run through when can we expect these incentives to be reinstated?
Yeah, so basically, you know, we have right now, you know, of course, the center is potentially planning for a new subsidy in Northeast, but there's no clarity about it, you know, as to what it would be. So what we really have right now is the state GST and Assam, you know, which we will get on our expansion of grinding unit. You know, the state GST is basically a benefit of SGST of about 200% on the investments that we make in the grinding units of Guwahati and Silchar. You know, and we sell about 17 lakh tons right now. You know, by the time the plant comes up, we'll be selling about 20 lakhs to 21 lakhs. Done in Assam, you know, and you can then probably calculate, you know, what the SGST per ton would be, and you can multiply it by the number of tons, and you'll get a fairly good number.
Sure. And this 200% benefit is on the as a cap, but it's for available for how many years? 7 years or?
So it is available for 15 years. And we plan to, you know, consume this by, you know, lesser than 7 years.
Understood. Great to know about this. In the previous regime or when the earlier incentives were there, they were roughly totaling to how much per ton? As in, state GST of 14% is great.
In Jan 2023, basically this year, Jan, you know, we had, you know, till then we had a subsidy which was giving us a benefit of almost 300 to 350 rupees per ton, you know, which has gone now. So I think the quarter one result should also be read you know, when you compare it to last year's quarter one results, you know, last year quarter one we did have the subsidy of 300-350 crores, and this year quarter one we do not have the subsidies of 300-350 crores. Still, I think the margins are healthy. Yeah, so I would read the results as that.
Of course, it's really heartening to know that. Just if, for the sake of repetition and maybe my ignorance, if you could just give the precise timelines for the capacities that are coming. Your first 2 million ton grinding unit is coming by when?
It's coming in November, December. The clinker plant, which is in Meghalaya, for which we don't get any benefit, is coming up in January, February. And, you know, the Silchar plant, because we already have a grinding unit coming up in Assam, and because, you know, that grinding unit will be enough for us initially, the Silchar plant is coming by December 24.
So, November 23 is when we get the grinding unit at Siliguri.
November, December.
Yeah, November, December this year, right?
This year.
November, December of 23 is when we get 2 million ton grinding unit. Jan, Feb 24, we get 3 million ton clinker, right?
Yeah.
And another 2 million ton at Silchar, as you said, comes next year, November.
Yeah, next year, December.
Next year, December. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Just had a similar question. So along with the timelines, could you also just like re-verify the capex per plant also, like unit-wise that is?
You know, so the capex for the clinker plant is about 1,292 crores, about 1,300 crores basically. For the grinding unit, you know, the capex is of about 400 crores to 420 crores for the, you know, for the Guwahati plant, and about 450 crores for the Silchar plant.
And you are buying land for Silchar, so is that done or still going on?
Yeah, so I think, you know, so we have purchased like 75% of the land that we require. You know, of course, the plot of land that we're taking is also bigger, so that we can also think about a second line in the future. 25% of the land procurement is still remaining. I think in a month's time, we will be able to procure it. At the same time, we've started the paperwork for applying for the EC for the project. And then I think by December, we should have like the permission to start setting up the plant, and it will take about 12 months to commission the unit.
Got it. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the incentives. You mentioned we are getting the incentives for the expansion. Is it only Assam wala plant, or are we also going to get in other two plants?
No, so we are only getting it in the new Guwahati grinding unit that we get, you know, and the Silchar plant that we get, the Silchar grinding unit plant that we get.
Okay, so Assam will get the GST benefit of 200%, and similar is in Silchar plant also, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so sir, you have like given a very good bifurcation so of this capex. So can we get how much amount is spent in each unit now? So for example, we have a capex of 420 in Assam. How much is spent?
Yeah, so you know, in Assam we have spent of capex of about 142 crores already for the grinding unit. For the clinker plant, we have spent a capex of about 580 crores already. Right, but these capexes will not give you a good indication of the progress of the project, you know, because a lot of capex and a lot of payments to the vendors happen towards the end of the project. So even though they have supplied with a lot of stuff, even though the civil has already been done, you know, for a lot of those things will happen towards the end of the project. So probably just taking out the proportion of capex which has already been incurred will not give you a good idea of the progress of the project.
Okay.
on ground.
Okay. Okay. And you, sir, you also mentioned something of 80 crore capex we have done for solar plant. Can you please repeat it? I just missed that part.
Yeah, so we are, you know, planning to set up a 25 megawatt plant, you know, for our grinding units in Guwahati. We have, you know, right now applied for, you know, SGST benefit, you know, which we'll get on the grinding unit, on the, you know, on the current grinding unit of Guwahati, you know, of 100%. So suppose I invest about 80 to 90 crores in the solar plant, then I will get 80 to 90 crores back as SGST benefit in my Guwahati grinding unit. So that is a scheme which is part of the government, government's industrial policy, and we have applied for that, and we are now setting up a plant, a solar plant, on the basis of that.
So this plant is going to take next 12 months, right, to start?
Yeah, I think our target is about March for this, but it may get delayed by a month or two. So, you know, I'm not in a position to really comment about exactly when it's going to start.
Okay. And sir, last question is on the debt. As you mentioned, we are going to take debt of around 400-500 for this capex. Just wanted to understand by when will this debt will be coming in the books?
So I think it should come towards the third quarter. This year, third to fourth quarter. Of course, we won't take the 500 in one go, but we'll start taking it from third quarter this year.
Okay, and what will be the rate, sir?
Rate, you know, is something that we...
because just we negotiation, we are discussing with the bank. Maybe yeah. But it not be more than 8 to 8.1%.
Yeah, I think the rate will be very competitive, you know, because the debt to equity ratio of the company or, you know, any other parameter of measuring leverage, you know, I think the company is pretty healthy. So I think the debt, the whatever the rate would be, it will be very competitive.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chandresh Malpani from Niveshe Investment Advisors. Please go ahead. Chandresh, you may go ahead with the question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, only one question on the Assam side. That Dalmia said that Assam, like as a market itself, is going at 20-25%. So, like, do we have any aggressive plans to, like, for inorganic growth in that region particularly?
So, you know, so there are, you know, though, of course, Assam is a very big market. It doesn't really have much of cement plants. The cement plants all are located in Meghalaya, right? So probably what you mean to say is that is there an acquisition opportunity in Northeast, you know, so that you can also secure some of the Assam market, right? From that perspective, I think all the other cement companies are small. They probably are not very interested in, you know, any of such activities right now. You know, for once we get the capacity, we'll have to see how the dynamics works then, and probably if there is someone interested, we will be interested in taking them.
Okay, so sir, I only wanted to understand that going forward, the proportion of sales between outside Northeast and in Northeast, that will that be favorable? Like in Northeast, we will be contributing more, or how is it?
No, I think, like, you know, our focus will always be in Northeast, right? Because the margin in the Northeast is much better.
Yeah.
You know, so the first you know, target that, of course, you know, the team would have would, of course, be to sell more in Northeast. Anything that we can't sell in Northeast because pressurizing the market too much would also, you know, lead to a fall in the prices, right? So we don't want to pressure the market in such a way that, you know, the prices fall drastically. Right, because that will not be good for our sustainability in the long run. So what we would, of course, do is take the extra cement and we'll try to sell it outside using our Siliguri plant. Right? So what I'm just trying to say is that when we get capacities, we need to be patient. Right? Because, you know, in cement, we set capacities for 4-5 years. We don't set it for 2 years. So, of course, initially, you know, our Siliguri plant will help us in utilizing our clinker better. And we will be focusing outside Northeast, but the first priority is Northeast.
Okay, and so lastly, like you mentioned that the gross kilographic value will be coming down for below 2. So what EBITDA, like power and fuel, we can expect savings on from this?
So I mean, you know, right now it is about 2. This quarter I think it was about 2.35. Right, we are talking about a 40 paisa reduction in the fuel cost. You know, you can multiply it by the heat rate, which is about 720. So that would be 0.4 into 720. That would be about 300 rupees.
Okay.
So you can expect, and you know, that is on clinker. You know, so you can expect a saving of about roughly about 180 rupees probably on cement.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and 1 to join the question queue. Next question is from Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Yes. Hi.
Hello. Sorry. Sir, last call you had mentioned that you would be discussing on your long-term growth plans, roadmap. Can we hear anything on that front?
So, you know, right now, again, you know, at the cost of being repetitive, you know, we are still doing it, right? We are still planning it out. You know, there were some opportunities which were there in, you know, south and east. We are still evaluating it. At the same time, there are auction mines which have come up. We are still, you know, we are participating in those and we are seeing how that fares out, right? So there are like 3-4 different directions that we are, you know, of course, evaluating, right? Because the idea is not to only grow, but to grow profitably in whatever other region that we go to.
Right.
And that, you know, what we are, you know, we keep on evaluating, right? Because as a company which is very profit-focused and profit conscious, right? We would want to make investments which give us a good ROI. And that is where we are, you know, kind of deliberating and seeing what the best strategy going forward could be.
Mm-hmm. So basically, I wanted to know, when you're looking for mines, it would be more of an organic expansion rather than, you know, what would be your preference order? Like, grow organically, you get some mines and build your capacity over there, or acquisition would be a...
See, it just depends on, one cannot just keep on sitting for acquisition, right? Because acquisition opportunities are limited, and at the same time, you know, when they do come, there are a lot of people who probably may be better placed in bidding for it, right? So, for example, like the Big C companies in cement, the She Cement, or Ambuja Ultratech, you know, they're much bigger in kind of, you know, bidding a more favorable bid for such acquisition, right? So I think, you know, the idea is of course to be looking at mines, to looking at organic opportunities which we can probably not, will not pan out in the next 1 year or 2 years, but will pan out in the next three and a half years. So we are looking at those opportunities as well, right? We are also looking at smaller opportunities of acquiring, which the bigger ones will not be too interested in, right? And that homework keeps on coming, you know, it's a long process of actually convincing someone to sell, right? So I think we are in that process, and then we're also looking at, like, you know, products which may be, you know, very close to cement, like AAC block. You know, we are getting into AAC blocks, so we are looking at other products which may be having a bigger market that we can enter, you know, which are very synergetic to cement, and that is also a theme that we are working on, right?
Right. Sir, one last question on the capex. The total capex size 2,200 crore. If till FY23 you spent something like 450 crore, and this year you're targeting 800 crore. So the pending amount would be shifted into FY25, because from last quarter, this last quarter guidance, this year the guidance was a higher number.
Yes, so basically, you know, it is mainly due to the Silchar plant, right? So earlier the guidance was that, you know, we'll get the Silchar plant by July, August, right, next year. But, you know, because the Silchar plant we have delayed, or it got delayed because of the land acquisition, so of course the capex has become more favorable, you know, and which I don't personally mind too much, because you know, we already are getting a grinding unit in Guwahati, and that will be able to serve the market for at least the 1 year. You know, so by delaying it by 4-5 months, it also reduces the pressure on the debt side, which I don't think is there any which ways, but it still like eases it out further.
Correct. And so the solar power plant, 80 crore, which you're investing, you mentioned that you're getting different incentives. Why I'm asking this? Because most players in outside Northeast players prefer to go through a JV route where 75% is with the other party and 26% is by the cement company.
Yeah.
Whereas here you're going 100% captive.
Yeah, because I'm getting a subsidy on it. My economics works very differently from their economics.
Correct. So it's a different economics you're getting.
Yeah. Basically, they're doing a group captive model, right, where they invest 26% and then at a fixed rate, they'll get a power at 3.5 rupees or 3 rupees or whatever.
Yes, right? Yes.
Our model is very different, and our model can only work when we do the entire capex, right? Okay. Because it is a SGST refund on the investment that you make, right? So we have to make that investment to get that refund.
Okay. Great, sir. That's all from my end. Thank you. All the best.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be able to take one last question. The last question is from the line of Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So just one last question, that in the earlier comments you said the intent is to increase the sale beyond Northeast market. I was just checking, from your clinker plant to Siliguri itself, I think the distance is a huge 650 plus kilometers, so to say. And from there on then to reach out to the other markets, which is Bihar or West Bengal, would be that much more. So without, let's say, freight incentives, because I would like to believe in the hilly terrain, the cost of freight could also be high. And I don't know if prices are that much more remunerative, at least what last I know, for someone to travel all the way, because prices are remunerative in East and incentives also. So that's where you make a very good EBITDA per ton. But just to understand this, will it really give us that extra some delta given the huge lead distance, or we will need some help from the government in terms of freight subsidy to travel the distance? Thank you.
So there's no freight subsidy as such. Presently also we are operating our Siliguri grinding unit at close to 70-71% capacity utilization. And we are already doing it. So we are working on other raw material, because I think we are able to generally the grinding units are located far away from your integrated plant, so that's nothing new. But the only difference is we have to move by road instead of rail, our clinker. That's the only difference which we have maybe from the other players, although many players also don't have rake connectivity. So that's the only difference. So that's not going to change. The only thing which is going to change, which we said, we are working on a model on reducing our incoming fly ash cost. So we are investing there as well to build up that capacity, which as it when happens, we'll let you know, because presently that project is under consideration, active consideration. And once we do that, that will help us bring down our raw material cost, which will make our Siliguri plant more cost effective. Another thing is we are aggressively pursuing premium portfolio in the outside Northeast market also. We are working on our new premium products also, which we should hit in this quarter. So that should also happen. So we are working on various agendas, right, from the cost side to the revenue side of product category, everything, so which will help us in optimizing Siliguri grinding.
Understood. And I'm sure, Vinitji, your previous experience of dealing with premium products will go a long way to help get further at Star Cement as well. So all the very best, and we look forward to your...
Thanks, Ravi. Thanks.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
So I don't think we have any particular comments as such, but we would just like to thank everyone who joined the call and is interested in the company. and we are very excited about the next 2-3 quarters and how that shapes up. And yeah, and if there's any questions for us, you can always email us, or you know, you can get in touch with our CFO for the you know, clarification. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.